Tickets at KenoshaSymphony.org and at the door. Students 18 and under are free with an adult.
Welcome to Time Out, and I'm Bob. Well, if you're just joining us this Saturday morning, you realize that this is new on WGTD. We're very excited about it because it has to do with sports. As you know, I'm Bob Haggerty, and I'm one half of the duo, Bill Fritsch, Bob Haggerty, and right now, Larry Reitler and Bob Haggerty. And Larry's going to be joining us. He's our first guest. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Bob. Good to be here.
So, how does everything work? Well, we're going to start out with 5 minutes to talk about the brief overview of sports during the week. Then you're going to hear the whistle, timeout, and we'll go to the next subject. We'll deal with sports for the girls and boys. Then you'll hear the whistle again, and we're going to be dealing with our subject. And if you haven't heard about it, I'm just going to pique your mind right now. A court case coming out Tuesday night, Wednesday, may change everything in sports, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but nationally, and it happened in Racine. That'll be another 10 minutes. Then we'll go into basically wrapping it up after you hear that last whistle, and that's Time Out. We're thrilled to be able to bring you that on WGTD and talk about sports. Welcome to Time Out. Larry Reitler, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's going to be a full show. There's a lot to talk about, and our key topic at near the end is, you're right, it's not only going to change high school sports in Wisconsin, all across the country, so I'm anxious to dive into that.
I should tell everyone that what we're going to be dealing with every week is a particular subject, and our goal, bring in a coach from one of the local high schools or somebody involved in sports locally to be able to talk and bring us up to speed on how everything is going. So, Troy, we're going to ask you, how many do we have till we have the whistle? Two. Okay, that gives me enough time to be able to give an idea.
So it's your 2 minute warning.
It's my I like that, Larry Reitler. A 2 minute warning before the timeout. Sports for the week. Well, if you look nationally, did you have a big football letdown? I had a football letdown.
No, I didn't because I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a Brady guy.
Okay,
well, so you know my college.
That's right.
Leanings is the University of Michigan. So Brady, he is that now they're proposing a statue on the campus next to Bo. So that's
okay.
Kind of unique. But no, I wasn't let down. I'm a defensive guy. I like defensive football. So to me, that Super Bowl was
a great game.
It was going at each other, and the offensive coordinators could not figure anything out till
the very end.
Yeah.
This relates directly into our subject. Don't let me forget about it because I don't want to give it away. But it led to a position that this local judge taking that could have changed the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. If Goodell would have made a different ruling on that call with the Rams,
it would have.
That would have changed everything. You're
it
right.
is. So let's not go any further from there. But if we're looking at sports overall in the week in review, it has to be pitchers and catchers reporting.
It gives you a warm fuzzy, doesn't it?
It means spring is on the way. Baseball is almost back as pitchers and catchers report this week.
Yeah, yesterday.
And then we have full teams reporting next week as
right.
well.
Right. So Arizona, and I've got family in Arizona, and it's been 85 every day. It's been wonderful, and they're ready to go. The Brewers have a brand new facility in the Mesa area, and of course, the Cubs are fully entrenched out there with Ho-Ho-Cam and all. They're out in Arizona, so they're ready to go. I think fans, although we haven't had a devastating winter, let's face it, this last few weeks have been rough, but I think people are ready for baseball because we've got some good teams.
Oh, we do, and do we get a whistle? There we go. Let's transfer. Let's talk about high school. Talk about the Tremper boys basketball, 7-13 overall, 1-12 in conference. Girls, 10-12 overall, 6-7 in conference. Indian Trail, 3-16 overall, for the ladies, 0-11 in conference. Boys, 11-7, 7-5 in conference. Bradford, 6-13 and 3-8 for the boys. Girls, 5-14 and 2-9 in conference. And then we'll throw Wilmont. I wanted to throw Wilmont in here. Girls, 14-8, 11-2. And boys, 14-4, 8-3.
For the city teams, Bob, it's been a really rough year. So now the regionals start next Friday
for the girls.
For the 22nd, February 22nd, the girls start. So now you start to look to see who can advance in this group. If you have to look to the city teams, my money would probably be on the Tremper girls. They have a little more offensive power. They've got Lynn who can shoot. They have more pieces that they can deal with. But as far as the boys are concerned, going any deeper, you'd almost be nil till you get to the county where you've got West Osha and Wilmot,
right,
who in the boys area could move forward. And your point before the show was Wilmot ladies are playing great.
Yeah.
That is a team that could advance very deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm sitting here saying a sectional championship appearance is something that is possible for the Wilmont girls. They win that, and they're off to state.
Yeah, and one team you did not bring up who in the private schools is Shoreland Lutheran.
Yes.
With Haley Coker, the number one shooter in the state, who is just tearing it up. That is a team also who is built on some depth, who could make some noise in the playoffs with WIA.
Let's talk basketball overall. Let's talk Kenosha sports overall. Larry, what's happened?
I don't know.
We've talked about – it's like we fell off a cliff as far as the ability to compete statewide. And I know we have terrific athletes, and I know we have terrific coaches, and they just don't seem to be getting the W's.
Yeah, it's I talk to my friends who are officials, and we talk about it. Nobody can really put a finger on it. It's eligibility issues in some schools, but it's kids are so don't focus on basketball anymore. And you think in Kenosha with the how strong the small five program
right.
is, and but where are those kids coming up, and why don't they play at a higher level when they get to high school? It's a head scratcher, because when was the last time that really there was a very, very good competitive Kenosha high school team?
Well,
we're talking city.
Right.
County's been a little bit different.
A little bit more competitive,
yeah,
out there. What I said and what I believe in, and I think, boy, I'm going to get yells. Don't call David Cole about this, okay? But this is my feeling. My feeling is Kenosha should have one varsity team. All the teams should have junior varsity, and the best of the best should funnel into that varsity team. They do this in hockey.
Yeah, they do with the Thunder, right?
Right? So if they do it there, why can't they do the other teams, and this would allow that team to be competitive? This has really happened since Indian Trail Academy has opened. It's really caused the number of schools to – I'm trying to think of the word.
Well, it's diluted
it's
the
diluted.
Talent.
There you go.
Yeah, diluted the talent in the schools. So the – you know, your premise is interesting, but I don't think it would ever fly because of your school spirit. You don't want to root for your team. You want to root for Tremper Bradford.
But you're Kenosha.
Well,
you'd then be, you know, we'd have. Do you? Are
so you,
you
want
old?
A corporate team? Is that what you want?
Do you remember? Do you remember the Kenosha Stadium down at the lakefront?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, I was really little when it was torn down. By the way, where was that? Right at Wolfenbuttel Park.
Right.
Just to the east. That was Kenosha Stadium at that time, for those of you that either weren't alive at that point or that had that weren't or are not from the area. And you could simply say that would be pride. That's city pride at that point.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm old enough to – my brothers actually play
yeah.
there at Bradford. But, yeah, it would be tough. It would be tough. Now, if we want to say – in Kenosha, you know, we demand a state championship. We demand.
Well, I don't think you can ever demand.
But if, I mean, if you did that, if the people came out and said only the best are going to play on this one team,
right. That
would be an interesting premise. Would people jump behind that? Some people, I tell you, would.
People like winners
because they want to win.
Right.
Yes, they want it. They want that trophy back. It'll tie down to that school. So where's the incumbent? Where's it on? It's on a little bit on the coaches.
Yeah.
It's a little bit on the coaches to step up the game, get these kids a little more competitive, and it's really up to the kids and the parents, because kids now, this is going to sound completely counterintuitive. Kids are so focused now on one sport.
Right.
You'd think we would be better at basketball. But Kenosha's, for as long as I've lived here,
it's football town.
76, it's a football, baseball town.
Yeah.
You know, you had your Nick Van Exels, but they're so far and in between that for some reason we've never really just been a basketball town.
And it's not talent. We've certainly had the talent.
There's tons of talent in this town. St. Joe's is loaded with talent. Shoreland's got good players, too.
And I think we have good coaches.
That's my opinion. Yeah, they're – So to me, it's a combination of all of it. But are we downtrodden as high school basketball fans that our kids aren't that good? Some would say, don't put all that pressure on them. I say, step it up, guys. Step it up. This is going to be the third largest city in the state in the new census in the fall of this year.
Yeah.
So people are starting to look at Kenosha, and they're going to ask the same question you are. Why aren't they better? Why aren't the kids better? So it's got to be either the kids' attitudes and don't want to be better, or it's got to be some coaching, or it's another thing that we haven't talked about. It's the feeder systems that gets kids to the high school level.
Yeah.
So does the onus then fall on the junior high levels, on the, you know, all the schools? We've lost McKinley.
Right.
So who is it on? Bullen? Is it on Lincoln? Is it on
my understanding,
Washington?
If you go to Racine, they don't have feeder schools. They've completely lost that. Look how that has affected a football and a basketball program with some incredibly gifted athletes.
So some of those kids are actually opting out to play in those junior high programs, and they're going over to the Boys and Girls Clubs and playing in those programs, and then they're playing in the small fry, which is for the younger kids. So it's a really great question for debate, and this could go on for a very long time. I would love to see you have another show with, you know, a high school coach. Get Greg Leach and have him bring him in. And Greg would have great perspective on it, on what's going on over Bradford.
Yeah, but I would tell you it's just not basketball. You know, for the last few years, production in football, and you said, and I agree with you, we are a football community, for right or for wrong. Sorry, basketball fans. Sorry, baseball fans. Yeah. We just know this because of the number of viewers that watch the games on WGTD Sports. You know, if you turn around and we've got 3,500 to 4,000 views on Facebook for football, and you have a crosstown rivalry game, Tremper Bradford, and you get 400 views.
Yeah, you mean for basketball.
For basketball.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, well, football is that sport. It's the hail. It's the big.
Right.
What's the old song? You know, you got to be a football hero.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Since we had the Bradford Championship in 12,
right?
7 years. Really, we were never in a position to go deep a couple of years, not even make the playoffs as a city.
Yeah, and you had coaching switches in between there at Bradford and at Tremper. And it legitimately takes a coach a couple of years to get that program all the way from the freshman to develop up to where they want it to be. And I think they're going to be there in a couple of years. I was really sorry that Matt Rizzo stepped down over at Bradford and went to St. Joe's, because I thought Matt was doing a heck of a job and he was on that course. But, you know, he's moved on.
Yeah, but I'll tell you the thing about Rizzo that is so impressive. And, yeah, he's a good coach. He's an incredible human being that teaches these young people about life in general. He's a cancer survivor, and he just – is an incredible individual overall. Troy Bowell, going to do incredible. Time out. There we go. let's go to our main topic.
Yes.
And this is a big, big deal. WIAA, their worst nightmare was realized Tuesday night and Wednesday morning when a Racine Circuit Court judge, his name Plontek, P-L-O-N-T-E-K, overruled a decision by a referee on the Hayden Halter match. Now, this is huge repercussions, first of all, in wrestling, and then we'll talk about it overall. He was the freshman state championship at his weight, and he was DQ'd for, I'm looking for it, for unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, it was unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, and Bob, there are so many layers to this story that we're going to talk about.
Okay, so dad gets ticked off.
Yep, because he's ineligible to wrestle now for state.
Right. He then goes and gets a Racine judge to put an injunction. The kid that did qualify won't qualify. He gets knocked out.
Right.
Now we have Halter. We're not, first of all, understand he is the number one seed in the state of Wisconsin in his weight. He is an incredible, incredible wrestler, incredible athlete. But, what does that teach him, number one? That you can break the rules and a judge can still let you back in, number one. Number two, what about the referee? The referee was there. Now, understand, folks, that these referees, they know so much. Most of them are state caliber wrestlers.
Right.
Many of them wrestled at state. Many of them were state champions in their own right. They know the game, the sport, inside and out. And a judge, I don't know if he knows anything about wrestling at all.
Yeah, he made his decision based on some cell phone
video. He had cell phone video. Right. And we're going to talk about this because this is huge. This is and this could directly affect WGTD Sports because we do video. Could our video be used to turn around and to change? We're talking now, going back to our first section here, we gave a teaser about the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay. Now we have a wide receiver that was definitely affected. It should have had pass interference. It was not called. There was enough video through ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever it was. With this precedent, could the NFL be called to either A, replay that game with that penalty, or B, Do the Rams get disqualified if they don't replay, and does New Orleans go on to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and that was the thing that Goodell said. He said, we looked at it. Referee made the call. At his point, he said it was a bang-bang play. We're just going to stand behind our referees, and we're done. But to unpack this thing with the high school thing,
right?
And I read this story a couple days ago.
By the way, we're going to give credit to Adam Rogan. He is from the Journal Times. This is a bang up article, guys.
Big time.
Go out and read it under the Journal Times referees WIAA fear wrestlers court ruling. Pull that up on Google, and you're going to find this article.
Yeah, Adam Rogan did it, like you said, an outstanding job covering this. And there's, like I said, there's several layers to this. To unpack it, first of all, a referee, and I did it for 25 years, high school
basketball.
And that's
why you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Not for looks?
No. That's why we're on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. So when you're doing a game, you are supposed to be versed in the rules. You are supposed to be the arbiter of those rules. You are supposed to be the enforcer of those rules. And I stop short of saying you're God when it comes to that game, because your ruling matters, and your ruling stays. That's the way it's always been till this event happened. So now you ask about the referee. Now the referee himself is all of a sudden, he starts to question his judgment.
Yeah, second-guessed.
He's second-guessed. Now, this referee who is in this, he will move on to the state level. He is an outstanding wrestling referee.
He's a veteran. One of the best in the state of
Wisconsin. Yeah, he's a veteran.
Yeah.
So now he starts to feel a little more demeaned. You know, it's – and already, Bob, guys who do this officiating at it's an avocation.
Yeah.
You do it because you love it.
What do you get? $100
You don't
for
even
a game?
Get that.
Yeah, you've got mom and dad yelling at you from the stands, and you've got the players that aren't happy with you. The coaches aren't happy with you. We've actually, and I know you've seen this. I've seen police escorts.
Oh, sure.
Where
I've
the
had
ref?
Them.
Yeah, where the well, yeah, because you were a referee.
I've had them down in Illinois.
Yeah,
yeah, we got escorted out of the gym.
So, because that's the only way to get you to your car and to get you out safely.
And it wasn't the players; it was just the fans.
Right. Oh, well, we've also seen mom and dad come out of the stands. There are YouTubes, and there was actually altercations on the court. I don't think there's a tougher job out there than being a referee, and now this is adding another layer. By the way, the WIAA, their legal department, saying they're not even sure whether they're going to fight this.
No. Well, and here's the thing. You know, referees, you talk about pay. I think at the high school level for basketball, they're making 60. This guy's probably making 60, 65 bucks a game. Okay?
Yeah.
It's hard enough already to get guys to do this.
Right.
There was a report that came out, I think it was on Thursday of this week, that said officials now are quitting, or they're quitting.
Right.
This came from the National Association of Officials. I read the article that guys aren't even making it 2 years in any sport. They're quitting. They're trying it 2 years. They quit. The basic reason is
lack
fans.
Of respect.
It's fans. Yeah. It's fans. So now rarely do guys make it to the 10 years, to the 20 years, to the 30. They used to be, boy, when you got to 30 years as an official, they made a big deal out of it. You got a plaque. You got, you know, some nice kudos. Now they're giving it to them at 10 and 20.
Yeah.
That's how it is. So now there's a deficiency in officials. You just don't have guys doing it anymore. Bob, if my hips were still good, I'd still be refereeing basketball. Can't do it anymore. Can't run. Do a disservice to the kids. So now you got that. You can't recruit guys to do it anymore because of the fans and what's going on. So now you have that scenario. So now you've got officials who are demeaned by a court judge, who the ruling is. You're not making hardly any money anyway. Now here's the third thing I thought about. You're going to a court. Who's going to pick up for those charges? You know, when you're in a court situation, somebody's got to pay for it.
Right.
Is the school,
could you have liability?
Who's going to pay for it? The school districts? School districts are already tapped.
Right.
And now you're going to bring up these court cases and you're going to tap the school districts.
I didn't even think about
it. Hire an attorney.
Yep, potential liability.
And you can do it at every dad and mom's whim. Well, little Johnny, he didn't like that call, so let's take it into court. So
and I've got my video. If you watch these, there's
and it's
a
the
million
kid's mom's
videos,
video, which
right.
really to me,
right,
one sided of things. That's to me.
Well, if you read the article again, the reason that WIAA does not want to go with video is because they feel that they will not have a number of videos from different angles that will give the best possibility.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, think about it on an NFL game, right?
Oh,
how
geez.
Many different angles
There's
do they show
cameras.
You?
Yeah.
And they've got instant replay at micro slow motion to see if there is a blonde hair that has fallen out of the head, that it hits the white line, and they are out of bounds. But they can do that.
Oh, sure.
They can't do it. Now, you told me something exciting, maybe in a way scary to me, if you can share it.
Sure. The WIAA this year for high school football at the state championship level, so at Madison, which they do have extended coverage.
Right.
In the fourth quarter, they are actually going to use replay for scoring and turnover situations. So they're going to try it this year to see how it works. That's, again, only in state championship games,
right?
Only in the fourth quarter, and only in those two scenarios, turnovers and fumbles. Turnovers
scores.
And scoring. So that's it. So, but they have the coverage. As good as our coverage is on Gateway, and I think it's outstanding,
right?
We don't cover it all.
Well,
we might miss that angle. We might miss that shot.
There
you know,
are
next
pro
thing you know,
24 camera productions that you wish that we've heard the announcers say, I wish the angle was just a foot over.
Right. So now it's GTD every time we do a game. Now here's a liability. We're gonna hold a subpoena every time to see that footage to get. It's crazy. It's high school, and all I can say is to the parents, Back off. Back off. Let the kids play.
We got 5 minutes to be able to roll this all up into one. This is Time Out. I'm Bob Hagerty. Our week in review has been with Larry Reitler. Larry, teams going into the playoffs, I think that Wilmont has a decent chance. I also think that you've got to take a look at the ITA boys and think that they could win a couple of rounds going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and they're regional. They should.
Yeah.
They're a fairly, you know, I always talk this high school level. It's a fairly deep team. You've got, when you hit high school, you got to be 7-8 players deep to do well. I mean, you could have a good core. You could have a good core too, but eventually you're going to have to give those kids a rest. So it's those kids that come off the bench who eat up those minutes. Yeah, you got Bonero over there. You got Stargell, who can light it up from anywhere. We've seen him. So, yes, I agree with you that ITA could make a run, and the Wilmont girls definitely could make a run in Central boys.
I do expect that Tremper girls could at least win their first round.
I do too. I think they're going to be a sleeper.
Yeah, they've got some good players. Wilmont girls, here's my belief, and that is that they go all the way into the regional final game, and that will decide whether they go up to Madison or not. I think they're that good.
Wow, and and that starts February 22nd, which is crazy that it's here already. So, and we will be covering some of those games. We have to get that little plug in.
We will. Last question for you. We talked about it. Brewers, Cubs, pitchers came in. Full teams report next week. What do you see?
Well, I think the big plus for the Brewers is Jimmy Nelson's healthy, and he's ready, and they'll love to have that big right arm back in. Everybody says, well, the Brewers were a flash in the pan. Yelich isn't going to do what he did last year. I don't see it. I see the Brewers being extremely competitive. I think they could be right back in there again. But I do think our neighbors to the south, the Cubs, are going to also – be very, very good and making a run for it again. They have good arms. They have a solid defensive base. They can hit the ball. And I think last year they were kind of still having a little bit of two-year World Series hangover.
Sure.
But they were still very competitive last year. But I think they're going to be that good.
I'm going to throw one other team into the mix.
Detroit Tigers?
St. Louis. Okay, sorry. I think St. Louis could be a spoiler for our local teams here as they continue to be. I don't know what they do, but they always are floating around the top to make things as difficult as possible.
Yeah, and they made – nobody's really made the big move. If you think about
the big bring someone in that's so huge to be able to change the scope of the season.
Yeah, you got Machado still out there.
Yeah.
So who's going to make those big moves? You know, St. Louis could do it. They surely have cap room. They could do it. Chicago, I don't think they have enough room to do it. So, yeah, you could be right in the National League.
We've got 1 minute left.
Sure.
Let's go to the Milwaukee Bucks. Are they the best team in the NBA?
Yeah, they're the best team by far in the East. Are they still Golden State Warrior capable? That's still up for grabs.
Because team has not lost two games in a row all season.
But to me, the telltale was the other night when Giannis sat with a sore knee.
Right.
And they got beat by Orlando. Orlando's not good at all, but they still beat Milwaukee. A healthy Giannis, yes, I think the Bucks are in the finals this year.
That's what we're talking about. It's Time Out with Bob. You have yourself a great week, everybody. Turn on those TV sets. There's golf that's going on. You're going to be able to see golf. You're going to see basketball. You're going to see all types of sports. Enjoy. Get outside. Be able to ice skate. It's going to be cold enough. Play some hockey. It's sports time. Oh, Time Out.
This is WGTD-FM. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW-Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Jess Sheeler, an outreach and career transition specialist at Job Corps, Steve Brown, assistant professor of educational leadership at UW-Oshkosh, and former Kenosha Unified School Superintendent Joe Mangi. Now